Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where this is the last week of the month, where I am now being joined every month by astrologer and intuitive Chris Anderson, better known as Wenfeather, and we are doing a show called Charting the Tides of Life. And I know that the energy is messing with me already. As you guys can tell, I'm already stumbling here, this energy from the eclipse. And I know that, Chris, with your wisdom and knowledge, you've got a lot to share with everyone. So how are you doing, my friend? How are you feeling today?
Really good. Of course, this is my season. So, you know, being a Pisces, things are pretty copacetic in my world. But there's a lot of craziness out there, no doubt, because this new moon is a time for planting seeds for anticipated growth. And, you know, at the same time, this particular new moon had an eclipse, a solar eclipse attached to it. And in addition to that, we have got an exact opposition going on between Jupiter in Libra and Uranus in Aries. And Uranus is conjunct Mars, or Mars is conjunct Uranus. The moon will be in there as we move up on the 1st of March. And Venus is in there. So we've got a lot of activity going on in that sign of Aries. And it is being opposed by Jupiter in the sign of Libra. And basically, this wouldn't be a terrible situation. It, you know, could actually work very well for people because there's a certain level of mutual receptivity where the energies are going back and forth between those two regions, Aries and Libra. But to add a little spice to the mix, we've got Pluto squaring this quadrillium in Aries and Jupiter in Libra. And Pluto is the most transformative of all of the outer planets. So society is ready for another big wave of confrontation. What are our values? What do we truly believe? And how much are we willing to, you know, invest in changing the direction that society and humanity at general is heading? So we are starting off the month of March with really a lot of, what's the word for it? I guess you could say angry, revolutionary, frustrated energy.
Yes.
And it's going to stick around for a while, people. So just relax behind it and know that, you know, the real issue is your own mind, your own thinking. If you're in opposition to things, if you're putting up resistance, if you're not willing to acknowledge that people are people, they're just who they are, you can't force them to change and you can't pound them into submission. So this is a time of responding to the silliness and the lunacy that we see all around us with love, because it's the only way we're going to change the situation. So that's kind of the overview of how we're starting off the month. Does that seem right, Terry?
Oh, absolutely. I'm seeing this all over the place, and I've been saying for quite some time to people, again, respond, do not react. You know, somebody throws something at you and it really triggers you, just walk away. It's not, to me, it's like too many people are reacting, and then they start to absorb the energy instead of observing it. And they get pulled into the duality train where it's right or wrong, win or lose. And it's like, you know, to me, I've been telling people, like, really to go spend a lot of time with yourself and deal with what it is that you need to let go of. And it's healing. And this is something I want people to understand, that we're not breaking free from something within the soul. It's we're healing that which needs to be healed within the soul. And I think this is important for people to understand, because only you can heal your own soul.
Right, and actually that healing process is a process of surrender, because as we go back to spirit, as we, you know, step back into the light is going to have, you know, the effect of bringing everything that is in shadows into either a state of crystallized reality, or else they're going to vanish. And so it really is contingent upon how much you're willing to put love into motion rather than fear and hatred and resistance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been saying that your love and compassion wants to be balanced with your common sense and logic as well, that this is important as well, that, you know, look a little deeper into this, and where's the common sense and logic to what, you know, you might be thinking. Is there common sense and logic behind it? A lot of people, again, they lose that concept. They don't understand that the love and compassion has to equal the logic and common sense.
That's very, very accurate. One of the other things that's going on as we're moving into the month of March is we've got an exact conjunction with Neptune conjuncting the sun on the 1st. So that particular day, people will probably feel kind of that energy of the apocalypse. You know, the apocalypse means literally the raising of the veil, illumination, understanding. So as we start off the month of March, there is going to be some big aha experiences out there if you are receptive to them.
Yes, absolutely. And these aha. Sorry, I was just going to say, let people understand too that the aha moments don't always are beautiful, my friends. They might not be beautiful, but you will see the beauty in it shortly afterwards.
Right, because it's, again, breaking apart a very rigid set of beliefs, of preconceptions about this is right and that is wrong, and I've got to change what is wrong and make it right. And, you know, as soon as you start doing that, you put yourself in that position of pushing a boulder up a hill, and it's an endless hill. So, you know, again, the whole idea is to step back, relax, and confront things with love and light. Don't get into anger and resistance.
Yes.
The other thing that's going on as we're moving into March here, the first couple of days, the first week, we've got an interesting trine going on in that Saturn is sitting there at 26 degrees of Sagittarius, and it's going to be in trine to Mars, Uranus, and the transit of the Moon, and then a little bit later on the transit of Venus. And Saturn is the great teacher, and whenever you have a Saturn trine, it's like very obvious and very easy lessons are being presented to us. So we as a collective can learn from experience and learn from observation. So once again, it reinforces that idea that this is designed not to torment you, not to make you miserable. This is the way the universe is confronting you with, you know, your own fears and your own prejudices. And the thing that you fear most is, you know, the thing that will ultimately overwhelm you. So you have to look at what it is that you are fearful of and then start to work on healing that, having dialogue with those fears, you know, going into meditation, using whatever tools that are available or whatever feels comfortable, because there are a multitude of ways to address these changes that we're stepping into. So it really is up to the individual. You know, it's your game right now, and starting off the month of March, you're going to have all kinds of things sitting on the table here. It's like all the chess pieces are very clearly laid out.
Yes. I've been channeling that as well, that there's a great surge coming in at the beginning. And just to bring more, it's like we're relighting the flame within the soul. Like we're bringing it back to allow the giving of receiving so that you are receiving as much love as you are giving out to love. And that's something a lot of people do have difficulties with, accepting. And again, this is about knowing that you're worthy of this, and it is a time to go within and just go with the flow of these energies, knowing that, you know, allow your heart and your mind to come into balance and see the love of where you're going. And it starts with yourself. Like, do you love yourself? Do you love where you're putting your energy? And if you allow the boys, which I call the ego, to come out, they can have seen what they're doing to some people, and they're creating crazy stuff in people's heads. It's like, why would you even think that? But it's because they're so used to creating the end before it begins, because they're going by repeated patterns. And this is something that's really important to kind of let go of, that we're in the new now, and no one's been in this kind of energy before, or at least we don't remember. And, you know, we can create magic in our life, but we really have to ensure that our vibrations stay at a frequency of love as much as possible to be able to create this, and not assume what the universe is about to throw at us, because a lot of us are learning major life lessons right now. So, like you said, expect the unexpected is really what's going on. We get back, my friend, Chris and I will continue on with this expect the unexpected, and we'll be back right after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today we are doing the Charting the Tides of Life. This is now a regular show that I will be doing once a month at the last Monday of each month with astrologer and an intuitive, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather. And as we were going into last commercial break, we were just kind of letting people know that, you know, there's so much opportunity here if you can really embrace that which is needing healing right now, the fears that may be holding you back to be able to move forward. So, Chris, I know you were going to say something before we went to commercial break.
Well, I kind of spaced out on that, so I guess we'll just continue with the way things are unfolding here. But
absolutely, go with the flow in this month.
Yeah, looking at mid part of March, as we're again, you know, contemplating all these different interactive energies, right around the 14th, 15th, we're going to have Venus coming out of Pisces and moving into that interaction between Pluto and Uranus. And when that occurs, I do feel like there's going to be what could best be called epiphanies, the release of not so much information, but illumination, getting to a point where we're able to see things without prejudice, where we're no longer looking through the filter of worn-out belief systems. So that's one of the nice redemptive things coming up in the month of March. There is that potential and that opportunity for a greater level of understanding of who you are and what it is that really is meaningful for you. So, you know, it's, again, that strong Piscean vibe. We've got Neptune mixed up in the spin. We've got, you know, the South Node up there in Pisces, which is bringing in good karma, even though it comes through tumultuous processes. And at that same time, we'll be, you know, on the 11th and 12th, we'll be looking at a full moon in Virgo. And Virgo is a sign that really likes to control things. It really wants to have things, you know, neat and tidy. So this coming full moon, we will probably be witnessing a lot of conflict going on between elements in society that are building illusions, disseminating illusions, creating alternate facts, that sort of thing. It's probably going to really amp up for this next new or full moon process. So between about the 9th and the 12th of the month of March, we will see a lot of confrontational and very, very emotional energies being released. And there will probably be, you know, some major shifts as far as power bases globally. Some of the people who are of the belief that they're currently in power are probably going to be shoved to some degree aside, not entirely pushed off the map, certainly, but it could be a very traumatic time for people who are wanting to break the old system and install their own system of beliefs, so political as well as social as well as spiritual. So we can, you know, have that expectation of a lot of understanding coming through to us, but it is going to be acted out in society around us in a very angst-filled way. So, you know, and my advice is if you feel compelled to go march in some kind of a event, I would be very mindful of those couple of days around the 11th and 12th and exercise discernment and make sure that you're not setting yourself in the line of fire, because it is going to be a kind of a fiery experience, I think, that we witness in that passage.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I can see that coming. It's and I do have around the full moon as well from the channel that about, you know, the boys being really strong and really coming out. And but around the 14th and 15th, this is where a lot of those that are in tune with the chakras, they're saying that the solar plexus is going to go through the roof of who am I, and to be able to embrace and let go of that, like, heal that which needs to go. So I'm hearing that around that time, again, it's going to who am I and where am I in the bigger picture here. So
exactly.
I've got that very strongly about Yeah. It's like, you know, we're all in this together, but we need to be able to confront that of our own soul's healing so that collectively we can work together, because we're all going to be going through this. So I also say to a lot of people that when it becomes overwhelming, just stop and take a breath and ask yourself, is this something I need to recognize within my soul? Or is this a collective energy that I'm tapping into that, you know, God is asking me to, you know, take control of myself so I can have that ripple effect to help those around me?
Right, right. And it's, you know, it's that old classic breakdown before you get the breakthrough. So
yes,
we will be seeing structures crumbling with that full moon. But then as we advance, as things move forward, we're going to see much more fertile territory start to line up. And we're going to be able to have that expectation of, you know, regeneration and rebirth. So that's the very important part of it that we have to hold on to.
Absolutely. We have to just ride the wave of what the cosmos are saying to us.
Exactly. And then as we're moving, you know, a little bit further forward here, around the 21st of March, we have that wonderful day of equal day and equal night. We have the equinox, and we move into the sign of Aries. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a stress going on there, too, because we'll have the moon in Capricorn interacting with Pluto, squaring the sun in Aries. And there may be a little bit of, a sense of lost purpose, I guess you could say. You know, why am I here? What am I living for? That's that kind of edgy energy. But then as the sun advances into the Aries energy, you'll begin to feel much more of that reclaiming your innocence, reclaiming your youth, reclaiming the beauty that you know, you've envisioned, but you felt detached from or disconnected from. So that's when we'll really begin to see, you know, a shift forward, and a lot of new doors opening up for people who have been very diligent about, you know, pressing forward with this.
Yes, absolutely. I've got around that time the equinox. They're telling me that the fountain of love is going to start to really move. So to really go with the flow with the energy coming through.
Yes, absolutely. And along with that, we've got Mercury, you know, making some nice trining interaction with Saturn. So and conjuncting Uranus, and that could bring in a prosperity bubble. So, you know, that from about the 26th forward, if you feel inclined, go to the boat or buy a lottery ticket, that sort of thing. You know, obviously you don't want to clean out your bank account and do something absurd, but it is kind of a nice flow of energy for unexpected gains. And so I would say, especially around the 25th, that's when you want to be alert for opportunities to advance your own personal needs. And, you know, that would also be a good time for career shifts. So if you're thinking about, gee, I need to get out of here and find a new place to generate an income from, that would be an ideal time to launch in that direction.
Beautiful. Absolutely. I've got them because I've got as well. I'm just looking at the notes here that around that time, again, the following week, I've got that there's a lot of success that is there for the taking, but it really, it comes down to believing in oneself, that if you believe in where you're going, you will succeed, right?
Absolutely. So. And the big thing, again, is to really work on staying in love. You know, it's very easy to fall into fear and to fall into reactionary thinking because, you know, if you're thinking it, you might as well be saying it out loud because really we are part of one collective consciousness. So your hidden thoughts, even though you think that they're private and hidden, are in reality being seeded into the collective consciousness. So, you know, and if you have problems with being naked, then That's just the reality, so deal with it.
Yes. I actually was speaking about this with someone yesterday, and I was just saying that, remember, you know, in this lifetime, it's like you went and chose and said, okay, that's the vessel I'm going to be this time around. That, you know, it's not who you are at a soul level. It's the suit you chose to wear this time around. So learn to love it, knowing that you've only got it for this lifetime.
Right. And never imagine that you are apart and separate from your fellow humans, because even though you may not recognize it, there is a connection that keeps all of us in touch with each other. And it's very important that we honor ourselves by seeing only beauty and joy and love in everybody that we encounter. Because, again, if you're walking away from, you know, some kind of interaction with people and you're thinking, well, you know, so-and-so is a bastard and whatever, like I said before, you might as well just turn around and shout that at them, because on the unconscious level, on that deeper level, everybody is aware to a certain degree of what everybody else is thinking. So,
yes,
you know, if your paranoia comes up around that, then you need to work with your paranoia.
Yes, absolutely. Words, thoughts, and feelings are all vibrations, my friends. I call this the dynamic trio. And most people do not have the dynamic trio in check. You're saying one thing, you're thinking another, and you're feeling another. You know, the universe is feeling all three of those different vibes. So try to intertwine them with one another.
Right, and you are projecting them out into the world that you are surrounded by. So, once again, if you're failing to send out healing, loving thoughts, then you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect on that note. So when we come back, we will continue charting the tides of life with my dear friend Chris Anderson, better known as Lunchen. Stay tuned. We'll be back at this commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today is the monthly show Charting the Tides of Life with Chris Anderson, who is an intuitive astrologer, and he is also known as One Feather. Welcome back, Chris.
Yes, and I don't know how things are up there in the Canadian Northwest, or Northeast, I'm sorry.
Northeast,
but, yes, we're having absolutely astonishing weather here this year, whether you want to attribute it to global warming or whatever. But, again, this is telling us that we have entered unprecedented times. So we have to be mindful of the fact that we are kind of stepping out on a ledge here. We're in an era where the old and the mundane really are going to have to be released and forgotten about. And, you know, it is a period of time when we do have to move on. So,
I was just going to say, I totally agree with you on that because my birthday was on the 23rd and it was 17 degrees here, which is like 74 in the States. So, and I've never, ever, ever had a birthday that warm. It was like, it was a warm spring, almost summer day. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But I saw that as beauty of where we're going. I felt blessed to have such a beautiful birthday. And I know yours is coming and I'm sure you'll be blessed with just a beautiful day as well.
Yes, and I think that's really the way we have to approach it because, once again, there are whole communities of people out there who are in a state of ongoing alarm. You know, they live in a state of fear. And I'm not saying that things are, you know, hunky-dory. I mean, there's obviously stuff happening that we don't fully understand. But I think it's important for us to not dive off the deep end here and to run out in the streets, you know, doing the Chicken Little thing and believing that we are not in control of the situation. We can change the situation. We can make things better. But, you know, it's entirely contingent on how serious are you about living your truth. And, you know, that really is something that we have to embrace as we continue to move forward into this coming cycle of transformation and change.
Yes, it's definitely a rebirth. It really is. We were talking about that earlier, that, you know, we're detaching from the old that no longer serves our soul any purpose and moving forward with this. And I've also got that March is also a wonderful month for the masculine and feminine energy to balance within yourself. So this is that yin and yang, my friends, that we're finding the balance to be able to move forward as who we are and not allow the control energy, which is a fear energy, to control us on a day-to-day basis. It's time to move forward and rebirth.
Yes. And, you know, the opportunities and the options are infinite. So that's how we really have to approach these coming times because they, you know, if you're walking into it with eyes closed, it is going to be terrifying. But if you're walking into it with eyes open, you're going to recognize this is opportunity. This is a possibility that needs to be explored. And when we start approaching it from that level, all of a sudden you start seeing new potential hiding around every corner. So taking a look at the tarot cards here as we move into the month of March, starting around March 1st, we have the Five of Rods comes up, which is a card of strife. You know, this is a card of a lot of activity that is confrontational, that is angry, that is a feeling of being under the gun, a feeling of being attacked. So, again, the first week of March, it's all about looking at your vulnerability levels. Are you feeling vulnerable? Are you feeling empowered? Are you feeling spiritual? Or are you feeling like you're a mortal human being? Because if you're identifying with that mortal factor, then you can be crushed by a bug at any moment. It shows also the Queen of Rods in association with these first few days of March. And this is a card of activity, initiation. But it's also a very passionate, high-energy card. And it can definitely show up as anger and as misrepresentation. So we want to put our attention, again, on that Saturn in Sagittarius energy because that's what this embodies. And it's like, am I learning lessons from my experiences or am I just running into the same brick wall over and over again? And this is how we can begin to alter our personal life experience, which is, it has an impact on the rest of the world around us. And so we do have to look at that and take responsibility for what we're putting into thought and putting into motion. As we continue to progress, we have the Wheel of Fortune. So then we get, you know, by the 8th, 9th, 10th, we're starting to see the seeds that have been planted with that new moon start to come into fruition, positive change. The Wheel of Fortune is moving in that direction where the things that are on the bottom are coming to the top. The things that are in the darker realms are coming to light. So a lot of exposure, a lot of exposés, a lot of people divulging things that may make the powers that be very uncomfortable. So it is a period of shifting. It could be a period of really serious confrontation, a lot of anger coming up. But ultimately, out of that, we have some, you know, really exciting, positive, new growth energy coming in to work with. And going a little bit further on that line, with that full moon coming up between the 11th and 12th, we have the Devil card. So, you know, whenever you have that full moon, yes, you also have that that delightful kind of energy that shows up around the idea of sex and drugs and rock and roll. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you are feeling that need, then I would say, you know, that's the time to go out and howl at the moon. But just, again, exercise discernment. That's what it's all about. So we do have some, you know, some really amazing opportunities that are trying to show up for us. And the real question is, how committed are you to participating in this transformative passage as the world is awakening to itself, is becoming a new world to inhabit?
Yes. I'm feeling that the heart chakra of Gaia is going to become very active after the around the 5th forward is what I picked up on it. So Gaia is really getting into this and starting to pump that love, you know, from the core. So if you do meditation, my friends, and you do grounding, and you do a meditation where you actually ground to the center of Gaia, when you start to bring the energy, feel the heartbeat and allow the energy to move through, you know, the energy through the heartbeat. It's pretty powerful when you do that. And this is also a really good time to be doing this, is what Spirit's telling me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And again, you know, collaboration is really the big theme here right now. So if you are able to get out to some kind of group activity, going to a yoga event or some kind of an event that is, you know, pulling together a large group of people, this could be very, very productive for people. So I would say this is something you really need to pay attention to. If there's an opportunity, if you hear about an event in your area, give it some serious consideration, because, you know, it's like that passage from the Bible when Jesus says, whenever two or more are together in my name, whenever you're in that state of communion, when you are consciously trying to reach out and connect with others and share the love and, you know, keep that whole process in motion, then you are going to see the rewards. You will have, in some ways, an almost instantaneous response from the universe. So this is definitely an excellent time to join a yoga group, you know, to get out and be seen and heard as far as your desire, your need to have, you know, all of this crazy energy come into a cycle of, you know, relaxation, getting it to relax itself, getting it away from that trauma kind of energy. So that, you know, will give you some really good options to work with.
Beautiful. Nice. It's, again, my friends, it's like, I know a lot of people are saying, it's like we're going to the abyss, but you need to be able to embrace what is coming our way. And the Wheel of Fortune does represent that as well. You know, embrace the unknown, live in the moment, and know that when you're in the vibration of love and not fear, the universe can really work with you to create a beautiful reality for you. Because again, we haven't been here before. So what you really desire, it's almost like Spirit has been telling me that we can't even really create it because we've never really experienced it before. But the love we have experienced will help guide the way to bring this magic into our realities.
Yes, and it's definitely an era when we need to affirm our connection to humanity at large and to affirm our vision of creating a peaceful society is not beaten into submission once again, but is it vanishes with the advance of light. You go into a dark room, flip the switch, and where did the darkness go? You know, you can't really say where the darkness went because the light just simply eliminated it. And that's how we need to structure our lives as we're moving forward during these tumultuous times.
Yeah, the balancing, that yin and yang again that they just showed me as I'm sitting here talking to you. So it is that balance that we have the ability to, you know, create into our reality. But again, I feel like they just want to really emphasize that, you know, things can get crazy because a lot of people are awakening. So a lot of people have to go through the dark to get to the light. And as if you're a spiritual person, you will feel the effects of this. So again, remember when you're doing your soul work and keeping your vibrations in check, you're doing this for the greater of humanity. You're doing it for all of this planet. And when you see the bigger picture, sometimes it allows you to understand, you know, your true essence, your true power of who you are, that you are here in mission to God to help spread the love.
Right. And it helps you also reclaim your invulnerability so that you're no longer a victim. And you start to take steps forward in not asserting your ego, but in claiming your spirituality, claiming your spiritual identity, and, you know, becoming one with the divine, becoming one with that which is perfect and eternal.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, my friends, so when we get back after the next commercial break, I will be doing the weekly message that I want to share with all of you. And we'll tie this month's Charting of Tides live, Tides of Life shortly. We'll be right back, commercial break.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where this is the last Monday of the month, where we're charting the tides of life. It's now going to be a regular show. And I am here with my dear friend, Chris Anderson, who's an intuitive astrologer, and he's also a teacher of ACIM. Now, just before we went to commercial break, I can feel the energy really intensely building in my home because the dog started going a little crazy and the birds going crazy. my computer is going a little messy, so... do know that I feel that this message is really, they're coming through very strongly on this, that again, we're going into a time where truth is starting to be revealed to all of us, that, there's still things that have not been revealed, and they want you to understand that it is time to be able to get into action, but it's also time to be able to take some rest for self. knowing that you are releasing fears that are within your soul that have been repeated patterns, and it could be through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And they really want people to take the time to use the spiritual tools that you have, because this will allow you to be more in the moment and connect with your higher self and allow any stress that is attached to the physical body to be released. And they're saying, again, as I mentioned earlier, they're saying the flame is lighting within, and it's, you know, this is a good time to be able to really balance that masculine and feminine, because there's going to be a lot of aha moments. They're saying that absolutely 100%. Expect the unexpected. But by being patient and, you know, letting things that you haven't, it's almost like they're saying that you have not forced certain things to let go. And they're saying this is a time, those things that you haven't been, they're just still hanging around and you haven't really done anything about it. They say, this is the time. This is when they want you to let this go, knowing that those lower vibrations of the pain and sorrow that could be connected to it can be released. But again, this is all about you allowing the truth to come to surface by quieting the mind, but to also go out there and participate and share the love at the same time. So, Chris, do you want to add to that?
Well, basically, I think that pretty much covers it, because, again, we are in an era here of things accelerating and a lot of scary stuff showing up. And we just have to be, you know, very anchored in our absolute knowing that there is a process unfolding here that is profound and really much deeper than we could imagine. So, you know, if you're sitting around trying to figure it out, you might as well give up on that, because this is not something that can be understood in the format of, you know, this material realm, the space-time continuum. The stuff that's going on is stuff that is bringing up deeper parts of the human identity and causing us to have to confront what it is that we believe that we are as a collective as well as individuals. So really the important thing is that, you know, we surrender and let spirit define who we are and tell us who we are. And that's the first step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're rewiring our brain. This is something that with the aura, if you understand the aura, anyone who's listening in, that we're dealing with the mental and the emotional fields as well. And this is where I've been teaching colors for over 30 years, personality traits that, you know, those that are very analytical need to know why. It's like you got the $1 million brain that needs to be rewired. And for many, it's a lot more difficult because it's always been this way, or this is the way you've always, you know, worked the brain. And now we're being asked to rewire it in some way. So it is difficult for a lot of people going through this process because, you know, you can't see the light yet because the dark, I don't mean dark, but it's the way your mind is wired into that belief system and what is right and what is wrong. And so just be, you know, gentle to yourself, my friends, because I know people that, can rewire this mind a lot quicker. Those that are actually orange and blues, you can rewire a lot quicker than those that are green and gold. So, and I know if you don't understand the colors, you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. But just know that a lot of us have very, very detailed, very structured, very, you know, there's so much going on in a wiring base when it comes to the mind that it is going to take time to rewire this. And this is where you, again, you're taking the dark and shining the light and seeing clarity. You're seeing it in a different way.
Yes, and you're surrendering that instinct to define it on your own. You know, that's where the real act of humility has to come up and be addressed. When trying to tell the universe what the universe is all about, that's when we're taking that first step in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. And again, a lot of people are going through difficult times right now. And I want you to know that Chris and I have come together and created a service called the Luminous Soul Readings. Luminous I can't even speak. That's how wired I am at this end. I always get really high on energy, my friends, when I connect with Chris. And we're both Pisces, and we're both going through our shift right now. And his energy is so powerful to me. So, you know, when I have a little tongue twist, please know it's just I'm trying to speak, but the tongue is not speaking with the mind. So this is a reading that the two of us do where it's two separate readings where I will tap into your energy for the first reading and guide you to where your higher self is saying where you want to be able to shift certain vibrations. And then the second reading will be with Chris, and Chris will align the message with the cosmos. So I'm really honored to be working with Chris on this, because I do feel that, again, it's two different perspectives of this is what, and because Chris is also very intuitive, he too can also tap into spirit and higher self. So it's a very interesting, but I think it's a very cool reading that we've come up to do for those that are interested in just knowing a little bit more about what you're dealing with right here, right now, and where you're going. Where do you need to put your vibrations to move forward?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, it's a, again, it's a process of awakening, and that really is what we are both committed to, is to assist you in your awakening, and to do it in a way where you're not, you know, traumatized, where you're not feeling like you got kicked out of bed and beat up on the way to school.
Yes, absolutely. Hello? Did I lose you?
Yes. No, I'm
there. You are.
Still
no,
here.
I there. I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of getting to that energy right now where, again, we're coming to the end of the show and I'm just like, woo, I think I need to go take a shower after this and could then go outside and ground. But I just want people to know, you know, we're here for you. We're here to help you. You know, we both got beautiful abilities to be able to tap into spirit to guide you. And, you know, Chris can use the cosmos and look into the astrology a little bit deeper to, again, it's important to understand where you are in your natal chart, because there is the global energy that he's been talking about. But when you get a little bit deeper into your own chart, it allows you to understand where you might be really focusing in on, what areas that you are focusing on, or what, where you're doing some healing to be able to move you forward during this very transitional time.
Absolutely, yes. And the most important thing is to make it fun, to make life fun, to treat it, you know, in that childish way, that childlike manner, where you're experiencing joy consistently. You know, we were not put here to be tormented, and we really need to get away from that inclination that you know, we present ourselves with over and over and over again, which is, you know, angst and sorrow and fear. So that really is the core of what we're trying to accomplish here, is get people through the journey to the next level, the next plateau, and to not make it a fearful journey.
Yes, absolutely. And that kind of goes with the tide of next week's show, where you will be back and we're doing the Astrosage. And I'm very much looking forward to this, knowing that this will be right after your new year. So it'll be interesting to see the wisdom and knowledge that the universe wants you to share with all of those listening in.
Yes, this should be kind of an exciting shift, because, again, these are, you know, powerful times. Things are happening. And the more we can surrender, the more we can rise above the fray and claim our joy, that really is the whole point of everything in life, really.
Yes, absolutely. And like you said, we're going into very interesting times, so it's about, you know, enjoy the ride, my friends, and don't beat yourself up. Find that love and compassion within yourself and know that you're worthy of it. You know, let go of that fear that you're not worthy of love, because we're all worthy of love, because we are love.
Right.
So,
sometimes it's hard for people to fully comprehend, but, you know, that which is love, eternal and unending, created us in its image and likeness. So we are love in manifestation.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So if anyone's interested in having one of the Illuminous Soul readings, you can go to my website, carrieturcotte.com, and just roll over readings, and you'll see the it says new beside it. And Chris and I would love to be able to spend some time with you. And, you know, it, for the every reading that we do as well, my friends, we always learn something as well. So that's, you know, a beauty about doing readings and healing work with people, that you too are also helping us in the end of the day.
Yes.
Makes us a stronger soul.
Well, and it's, you know, we're just walking each other home. Nobody gets in the front door back home unless all of us do. And so we have to be willing to accept that reality, that you can't dump people, you can't, you know, kick them to the wayside. You've got to help everybody that you encounter make their next step forward.
Beautiful. And that's what this next week's going to be about, my friend. So enjoy the energy of March, of what's coming through. Again, expect the unexpected is going to be the big theme. But I feel that the eclipse energy is, you know, it's still here. It's still with us for a few days, my friend. So if you're still, you know, doing meditation and so forth, just know you can still tap into this energy. It's still around for a few days. So have a wonderful week. Expect the unexpected. And thank you, Chris, once again. And I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, it's going to be a dynamic time.
Woohoo! Happy birthday, my friend. Enjoy your beautiful day. And I look forward to speaking with you next week on AstroSafe.
Thank you so very much.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.